morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello to you. I'm Stacy Ann. Together on this terrific Tuesday, the first day of December. Kind of fun. Oh, I've seen some fun memes on social media about, oh, what will this month bring? Well, I'm telling you, we're declaring it today. It'll bring charity, hope, and a renewed sense of community. How's that? That's what we'll talk about, and that's what we'll continue to talk about this hour as we partner together with Salvation Army for the Day of Giving. And Day of Giving, if you're wanting to know the history of that, it started back in 2012. And again, you know, we talked about this last hour, how, you know, we have the big Black Friday after Thanksgiving, and then Saturday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, and then Tuesday, Day of Giving, which I think is kind of funny because I think our giving should be first, and then the rest, kind of, that's my own opinion, you know. And but there are some reasons why people give, and there's been research done on this, believe it. And you and I know we are so up to our nose in charts and in evaluating everything because we're hearing about COVID and the numbers and all of that and all this research and science, but people actually do spend time behaviorally asking people why they do what they do. And there's five top reasons people give to charity. Giving to charity makes you feel good. And we talked about that a little bit last hour and how important it is if you're feeling kind of down and blue, why not look for ways that you can give and impact your community? So giving to charity makes you feel good. Okay, another reason, giving to charity strengthens your personal values. In the research, Why We Give, a feeling of social conscience was the most widely given reason to give to charity. Whatever type of charity work they supported, 96% said they felt they had a moral duty to use what they had to help others, a sentiment very much rooted in their personal values and principles. Having the power to improve the lives of others and to help many people and have a privilege to help other people, that has your own, we all have that own sense of our obligation to do something and to act. It's a very powerful feeling of responsibility and a great way to reinforce your own personal values and feel like we're living in a way that is true to our own ethical beliefs. And I think that's really important. Number three, giving is more impactful than ever. Many people are concerned that their donations to charity may be reduced by tax or administrative costs, preventing the full amount from reaching the people or the causes they really want to help. Thankfully, there are ways to make sure that every donation to your charity is accounted. And I always say, make sure you give local. When I ask, when I'm at a point of purchase and they're like, hey, would you like to round up to blah, 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 I'll say, oh, is that local? And oftentimes they'll say, no, it goes to corporate. And they decide, I'm like, sorry, I give locally, you know. And the beautiful thing right now during the Red Kettle campaign here in Salem and in the Woodburn area, when you go to Walmart, there's kettles outside. So if you can give change and cash there, great. But when you do a point of purchase, you can round up as well. So that is something really good to know. And then another reason why people give to charity, it introduces your children to the importance of generosity. And so when we talk about volunteering, we talk about giving, it's important that our children and our grandchildren watch us in these efforts because it passes those values through action more than just telling them. It's showing them that we care. And then the fifth reason is giving to charity encourages friends and family to do the same. And so I'm encouraging you this morning that, you know, encourage your friends and family in your circle influence. What do they ask the question? Hey, it's Day of Giving. Well, who have you given to? And if they don't have a charity that's top of their mind, you could recommend things like that are important to you or the Salvation Army. And I want to do a shout out right now. And oh, we didn't bring that. We should have had the little bell. We forgot the bell. All right. So imagine us ringing the bell, ringing the bell, ringing the bell, right? We'll talk about it. Maybe I can find one online. But we have had $100 in donations so far. Yay. Woohoo. We're We're so excited. So thank you to the donors. So we've met our $100 matching. And I want to say that if you, according to Baron Robinson from Kicking Cancer last hour, if you donate $100 at a time, he'll get you a Kicking Cancer shirt, okay? And so you'll have to let us know, because I don't know how we'll find that out, but let us know that you did donate and we'll get you that shirt as well. So we're going to continue the conversation with Jennifer this morning. Jennifer, you know, there's a lot of information out there about charitable giving in your own personal life. I mean, here, this is what you do for your life work, is you give back and you call, you make the sound for others to join you in giving back. What about that excites you?
Oh, so many. I just love how you were sharing about those five topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nodding my head saying, yes, yes. The first one right off the bat is, boy, you certainly do feel good.
Mm.
When you are ringing the bells, you cannot have a bad day.
Mm, that's true.
It's just so much fun. And maybe you've got a location where you're in front of the Walmart, or maybe your location is up there in the Skybridge at our mall downtown, or maybe one of the other locations. But it's so fun, because a lot of times when you're ringing, you'll see friends that you recognize from the community. And when you were talking about the example that parents have with their children and the mm-hmm. little ones, there is nothing that warms your heart more than seeing a little 2 or 3 year old waddle up to the kettle and put their little change in there. It absolutely just warms your heart. And for them to understand that giving back is a good thing. And especially in these times, we don't know who we're helping. And so many people are unexpectedly going through hard times. Like I said before in the earlier hour, our need has increased by over 155%. So a lot of these people have never had to ask for help before, and they're coming to our donation centers and they are so genuinely grateful. And so if you have an opportunity to help with volunteering and ringing the bell, or maybe helping donate toys at Christmas time, there's so many opportunities to give back to our community.
What I love, I just have on my phone right here the link. If you go to KSLM.news and click on Day of Giving, it'll take you to the Salvation Virtual Red Kettle Salem. It'll take you to the site where you can donate. And you go down a little further, and I love this, Jennifer. It says, your impact, provide dinner for two families, $20, and you can click on that and donate. Provide Christmas gifts for two children, $50, click on donate. Provide 42 hot meals, $100. That's still just as profound to me. Click on that link. And provide 8 nights of shelter for $250 and click on that link. I just absolutely love, because I think this day and age, and we talked about this in the statistics of giving, people like to know and like to almost have control of where that's going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other of us who will just put it in the kettle and it goes to where it needs to go. And you talked about where the Red Kettle funds go specifically. They
yes.
go to the homes or the adult, what did you call it, adult support
center? The Red Kettle donations all stay right here in Marion and Polk counties.
Mm-hmm.
So then that money helps fund our food donation programs,
yes.
The utility assistance
mm-hmm.
programs. A portion of that would go to emergency disaster services. So this is our main fundraiser that we do each year.
Okay.
So it's really all about, we actually have a lighthouse shelter over there on Front Street. So that helps support that effort. And so it's really nice to know that the money that you're donating in those red kettles does stay right here in Marion and Polk counties.
So now with COVID-19, when it hit this spring, how
yes.
has that impacted your outreach and your work?
Well, we are adapting and adjusting. One of the first things that we did at the Kroc Center when it originally had to close in March was we were able to help first responders with their child care. So these are the nurses and the police officers and people like that who still had to go to work during that time. And what did they do with their children? So they brought them to the Kroc Center, and we called it COVID camp.
Oh, I love it.
But it was amazing, and we had different donations from the community and, of course, the Salvation Army's resources that we had used during that time, but we were actually able to provide that service for free during that time. So things like that, ways we're able to give back to the community. But that was one of the ways that we really adapted during COVID times and the immediate impact, how we were able to help our community locally.
So then the Croc Center, was it able to reopen fully then at one point?
Yes, at one point we were. And then it was with limited numbers, and we were abiding by those rules. And so there was time when people were able to, you know, go swimming and then, you know, work out with the cardio equipment and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
incredible. So that is something that the Croc Center is a great family resource, and you could be a part of that. I know we're in COVID, we're under COVID restrictions right now, but when things open up and we get back to business as usual, right?
Yes,
they can be a part of that. What is that process? They become a member. Is that how that works?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay,
you can get an individual or family membership. There's even programs for seniors where sometimes their insurance will pay for all or a portion of it. So you would just check with your insurance company on that. But the thing I love about it at the Croc Center is there's something fun for everyone is what I say. So if you like to move, maybe it's a low impact, maybe you're recovering from a surgery or something like that. Maybe you could take a walk around our lazy river.
Oh my.
It's so fun.
I have not been there. I can't
wait to see
it.
Or maybe even just going and soaking in the hot tub with all these stresses. That's one way to, relax and unwind.
We need to hurry up and open up so we can go to the Croc Center.
In time.
Yes, yes. And so that's one of the outreaches that you have. And also,
yes.
you do the family food. You've been up to Mill City during the fire relief.
Yes.
And that continues on every week?
Right now, yes, that we've been doing that program. And that's our emergency disaster services through the Salvation Army. And we're serving Lions and Mill City right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this amazing cantina truck. I had never experienced this before. But
your
it
own
is,
food truck?
It is.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Fun.
And then we have this awning, you know, and it has the big shield, Salvation
Incredible.
Army. And we have a fridge in there and a hot oven. And so
do you utilize volunteers to come and help you with these kinds of things as well? How
does
that work?
We don't need volunteers.
Okay.
We're actually preparing the meals at the Croc Center in our Croc Kitchen.
Love it.
And then we load up our truck and then we drive up there. And there's usually about two people that are able to distribute the meals out of the truck, and then people from the community come up there.
Oh, wow.
But definitely lots of opportunities to volunteer with the bell ringing and then also the toy distribution.
So, I love it.
If people want, they can just call the Croc Center directly and find out how they can get plugged in to this opportunity.
When we come back from this break, I want us to get together and talk a little bit about the toy part, because
yes.
oftentimes we think about Christmas and children and toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of families, I know last year, because every year our Harley group, we come alongside families with their children through the school district in providing clothes and toys and things like that. And we're going to have them in a couple days or so and talking about that a little more. But I know that this is a really important time, particularly for kids, even more so because of the fire. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, Day of Giving. We're partnering with the Salvation Army, doing good together on this wonderful day and every day. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you, friends. Thank you for tuning in. If you're on the road traveling this morning, it's 8:22 and it's probably still a little froggy out there. Right here at the KSLM studio, 34 degrees, and it'll warm up to about 47. So you definitely need to have a sweater or a light jacket today. I'm not seeing any kind of rain until like Monday, Tuesday, at least in the forecast now. But according to Terry, he says, you know, forecast is, you know, a couple days out is really what you can guarantee on. And I see sunshine, lots of it tomorrow. So we have that to look forward to. And I want to say thank you to our morning show sponsors, Dave and Paige Smith. They're with Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley. They're ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. So if you're looking to upgrade or downsize or go from a rental into buying your own home, the market's really interesting right now. I know if you're thinking about selling your home, it'll sell fairly fast because there's not a lot of inventory right now. And we'll have Dave in now that we're in a new month. We'll have him in again soon to tell us what's going on in the markets. And so I want to encourage you to give him a call, 503-939-7099. Well, today is the day of giving. And if you're just tuning in, my friends, we are partnering with Salvation Army for Day of Giving, and we're so excited to report to you that we have met our $100 challenge. $100, a dollar for dollar, up to $100 has been met. So thank you very much to our donors who've called in, or well, called in potentially. We don't know because the phone goes somewhere else, but certainly given it's tracking online, and we have a lofty goal altogether with Salvation Army. Their daily goal today is $10,000, and we're up to almost not quite $1,000. I think it, on here it's showing $888. So far we've had 13 people support Salvation Army and the Red Kettle campaign. Thank you for that. And one of the services that you guys do at this time of year as well is a toy drive and helping families with toys. And it's a challenging time, let alone not getting any toys at Christmas for a little kid, especially if they're used to that. Some families I know don't do that as much anymore. They've gotten away more charity and doing things for others, not receiving themselves. But many families still want to wrap toys and get toys, you know, the kids do for Christmas. So talk to us a little bit of what that looks like this year and what your needs are for toys.
Absolutely. So this year, the theme is to rescue Christmas. And so one of the ways that we're doing that is through our Toy and Joy program. And this is a program that we've had for many years. And we work in partnership with Toys for Tots. And it is a wonderful partnership. And there are businesses throughout the Salem area who have donation barrels. And if you have a business and you're interested in having a donation site at your place, mm-hmm. that's another way you can get involved. And you would just call the Croc Center and ask, how do I have a barrel at my business? So then people throughout the community, they would buy new toys that are unwrapped and place these in the barrels. And then we collect these throughout the season. And then we bring it to a warehouse, which is over on Commercial Street. And then people who are in need have signed up and said, okay, I will come at this certain time and pick up the toys. And then it's a really cool system because the toys are on 6-foot tables, and then we have them categorized by ages. Mm-hmm. And so then that way there's some buy-in from the parents. So they're not just given a random toy that may or may not work for their kid. The parent actually gets to come during a scheduled time, and then they are allowed to choose a certain amount of toys. And then they would point to the toys and say, I would like this one for my child. That looks like my child. So it's really a way to maintain dignity and to really have that gift still coming from the parents, that we wanted to maintain that because the parents are going through a challenging time, and we want that gift to be special and being reflected of the child's interest. So we're
That's
really excited.
Pretty neat. So then yes. Is there, at that time, are they also wrapping the gifts, or they?
Actually, then the parent could take it home and then wrap it there. But just for safety and everything mm-hmm. like that, we like to keep them new and unwrapped.
Yes. And so they can pick them out.
Exactly.
I love that. And I know that's being neat. A mom of, at one time, I had 7 kids in my house because of foster kids. Uh-huh. I can't, each child, it was so, so different. And we got into some things differently with my kids that I did to try to give them the value of Christmas. It's interesting because mm-hmm. kids do, they think about what they want, and they see the fancy commercials on TV and now on social media, right? Yes. Of all of these things begging for their attention. They want all the flashy, fun, new stuff, and then they play with it for about 3 days and they want something else, right? And so what an awesome opportunity for a parent to go and think about each and every kid and get something significant and special that would meet
you know, meet their desires in a sense. And I think this is a great opportunity, friends, to partner together with Salvation Army. I encourage you to go to our website, and even if you have it on your phone, you go to kslm.news. You'll see the Day of Giving link right at the top, right above where it says KSLM News on the front page. Click on that, and it'll take you to the virtual Red Kettle dash Salem, and it shows you Red Kettle. And it's kind of a virtual way of giving, and we're going to have, now the kettles are out already, right? They're out in the community, but there has been a diminished of availability because of COVID-19. Not so many places are opening up their doors to allow Salvation Army to ring the bells. And so we are doing our part by partnering today, and our Day of Giving is helping Salvation Army. Can you join us today? We'd love to have you give $10, $25, $100, whatever you can give, whatever's on your heart. It's certainly important. And moreover, friends, wherever you like to give, if it's not Salvation Army, I understand that's where we're encouraging you to give today, but maybe you have another charity that you're interested in or invested in. I encourage you to bless them with your charity today. And you know, Jennifer, this time of year, from Thanksgiving to December 31st, proportionately, and you do know this because you're in development, is the most charitable time of year. This is when people practically, too, they're looking at, okay, what was my income this year? They're talking to their tax advisors if they're in business. Okay, we've made this amount of money. You need to give to some charity. And we know with COVID-19, many businesses have been harmed. We also know with COVID-19, those that were allowed to stay open, a lot of businesses have prospered. And we don't talk about that. There are some industries that haven't been affected. And so if you're able to give, we are thankful. And what can you do today? We encourage you to give. Go to kslm.news, click on the link, Day of Giving, and we'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So good to have you along today. What a fun day it is. You know, I have a background in nonprofit. You may or may not remember me talking about that before. And I've come alongside nonprofit organizations all over the country who have birthed, you know, started, helped them get started, and all the paperwork involved in that. I've even helped international ministries get started and launch with their outreach and their traveling and evangelism and all of that. I've had an opportunity to manage a nonprofit, and I know it's an interesting. It's an interesting work because it's not like you can't figure your budget on how many widgets you sell and what the production costs are and all of and your labor involved. It's all about who's giving you the money and how are you going to manage that money and all of the hoops that you have to, because you're managing other people's donations. There's a higher accountability, and it really is an important part of our community. And I love the fact, I've always said that our church should be that place that we're giving and we're out of our abundance and our resources. And over and over and over again in the Bible, it talks about, like in Matthew 25:35, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me into your home. That's pretty amazing when you think about that. And even in the Old Testament, Isaiah 58:10, it says, feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. It is important that we give to one another and that we give out of our, even if we feel like right now it's challenging times, I can tell you story upon story out of my time, particularly as a single mom. Not only was I moved to give something when I really probably should have held on to it, I was also blessed by being on the receiving end, people who would be moved to help me buy new tires for my mommy van when I needed it and I didn't realize I needed it, people that sponsored my children to go to camp. All of those things are tremendous. And so I maintain this. If you're moved in your heart to give, certainly give. And I have Jennifer in the studio with me. And I want to tell you this story, Jennifer, before I ask you a few questions about the Kroc Foundation and some of that. You know, I had an opportunity to work as an intern in San Francisco, and I worked with the homeless, and I was up at the Haight-Ashbury, and I was only 19 turning 20. And it was an interesting time. It freaked my parents out that I was living at this home with people that are leaving prison, a Chuck Colson type ministry, and they were learning skills and working in the community. And I was the social service intern of this ministry, this Compassionate Ministries. And I remember not having a lot of money myself. I'm working in exchange for room and board, not having a lot of money, but whenever I needed it, I'd babysit some of the local church people's kids or whatever. I always had what I needed. I wasn't without, but I didn't have a lot. And I'd have a couple bucks in my pocket, and I'd run an errand up the street, and I'd have panhandlers ask me for change. And I felt almost guilty. I felt guilty that maybe they need it. They're living on the street, and here I'm just a college kid. You know, I could probably go without a couple bucks. And I went back to the director, and I said, you know, I'm in conflict. I don't know what to do about this. I do have a couple dollars, but I kind of need it. Maybe this guy needed it worse. I don't know. What do I do in those situations? And he said this to me, and it's been profound my whole life. If it's in your heart to do it, do it. If it's not, don't do it. Because guilt is not a reason to give. Certainly. And our motivation, checking our heart motivation, and it has been instrumental in my life. And if you're moved to give, or you have this impression to give over and over again, every time that's happened and I've done it, I've not had regret. It has been a powerful thing. And so I tell you this story, friends, so that if your heart is moved in any particular way to give to a charity, or to stop by and check on a friend, or give a phone call, or send a message, or write a note, do it. Follow those promptings in your spirit, because it'll produce incredible fruit. And when I think about big picture, you think about people who've had success in business, right? They've labored and toiled, and they've had success in business, and they're thinking about their legacy and what they want to give. One of my favorite stories, as I've been trained up in giving and foundational giving and all of that, is the story of the Kroc, of Joan Kroc. Talk to us about that. Tell me her story.
Absolutely. That is an amazing story. So Ray, her husband, was actually a huge fan of the Salvation Army, and he was one of our bell ringers in the Chicago area. And so they just always had so much respect for the Salvation Army. And then when he passed away, Joan had moved to California, and she was in the San Diego area. And she was good friends with the mayor, Mayor Maureen O'Connell. And one day, the mayor asked Joan if she would like to go on a drive with her in the town. And so they drove around, and then they got to this area that was very rough. And Joan was like, this is impossible that this is in my town. I just don't believe it. And then the mayor said, yes, this is really a challenging area. So at that moment, Joan really thought it over, and she thought, you know what this needs is a beautiful community center right here in San Diego. And she had, it was the inheritance from the McDonald Corporation. And so she was a woman of quite wealth. And so she decided that she was going to give it to a place where she knew that she could trust. Mm. And so she started that very first Kroc Center in San Diego. And so then she was there for the groundbreaking ceremony, and there's things on her website where you can actually see a little picture of her, and just a woman of such compassion, and her heart was for the children, and it was just so touching and amazing for her to see this dream come into reality of the very first Kroc Center. And so later Joan passed away, and in her will she left the majority of the estate to the Salvation Army. And in fact, at the time, it was the largest single charitable donation. It was $1.6 billion with a B that she gave to the Salvation Army to start these Kroc Centers throughout the United States. And so it set up as a trust. And then locally, our story here is amazing. Salem competed against many cities in Oregon. And we had the community support standing behind it and said, yes, we want to have that come here. And so the community rallied, and a portion of the money came in from the foundation, a portion from the Salvation Army, and then a portion from local families and grassroots fundraising right here. And we were able to build the Croc Center. It's just been about 11 years ago now. And just a beautiful place of, you know, this fitness and event space. There is also the church there, the Salvation Army Church. And it's so nice because the parent company is the Salvation Army. And so we're able to work hand in hand with a lot of these major projects and ways that we're giving back to the community. And like at this time during Christmas, if you're interested in volunteering, it's actually, you would contact the Croc Center. And we are closed during this time because of the freeze, but we do have our staff inside who's still answering phones. And then that way we can direct it to either the Toy and Joy Drive or for bell ringing. So, but that gives kind of a little bit of the history of how we got here in Salem and just a powerful story of someone's amazing donation and all the joy that it's brought since
I love
then.
It. I absolutely love it. And I know having lived in South Dakota, and I know certainly there was funds given to Rapid City as well to start the development part of a Croc Center and certainly I call it a thrift store, but at the Salvation Army, what is the appropriate name?
Yeah,
it is
works,
a thrift store.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, a lot of those efforts are there to help support programming and the ongoing needs of meeting the needs of our community members. And again, I'm just the whole bell ringing thing is for me so iconic in that you have volunteers that ring the bell that are willing to give of their time. And then it's such a reminder, a physical reminder that this is the time of year that there are people who aren't as blessed as we. Mm-hmm. And we can give, we can partner in being a blessing to them. And, you know, when you think about 42 families being impacted by meals for only $100, when you talk about return on investment, mm-hmm. what an amazing thing. Again, I would say you cannot buy 42 people meals at McDonald's for that even this day and age. And so I encourage you, friends, to join me as we donate to Salvation Army today. You can go to kslm.news, click on the day of giving, because this is the day of giving. Click on that link, and then I'll take you to the Red Kettle, and you can see different ways that you can give. And certainly there's, I love how you guys have done that, where you've given ideas like providing Christmas gifts for two children, $50. Provide dinner for two families, $20. Provide 42 hot meals, $100. Provide 8 nights of shelter, $250. People like to see practical ways to give, and it's kind of there. It's all in there, kind of like ragu sauce, right? So when you talk about timing, it's the first day of December. Mm-hmm. And it goes through Christmas, of course. I think the 25th is on even on a Friday this year. So there's a lot of time that people could give of their time donating, volunteering financially. Again, what are the ways that they can give of their time?
So the number one thing would be volunteering to help at one of these bell ringing locations. And like we highlighted earlier, that is such a fun opportunity to be out in the community as people are going in and out of these stores. Maybe they can't see your smile through your mask, but maybe the little twinkle in your eye. And it's just so fun to see our community and to, you know, be there to greet people and to be ringing a bell and just that iconic tradition of bell ringing at Christmas time. And it's nice to have that joy of something that we all know and recognize.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. In your toy drive, partnering with Toys for Tots, it says last year over 17,000 toys,
yes,
to 5,000 kids. What an incredible impact. And we want to encourage you to give a call. If you don't have a web way to give on the website, you can call. Give them a call, 503-566-5762. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacey Ann and Jennifer hanging out, talking to you about Day of Giving. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my way. Good morning.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, friends. Thank you for tuning in this morning. And I just want to say thank you so much for sending emails and giving me a call, leaving me messages, and being a part of the show. This is your show. And I appreciate your suggestions, too, on who to bring in to interview. And had an awesome opportunity to visit with a listener yesterday with some feedback and some interest in the conversation that we had yesterday in regards to rebuilding and building credit and working with moving through the holidays. You know, we really want to encourage you. And it's on my heart. I know a lot of us have been challenged financially this year, and certainly the stock markets right now and a lot of those things, the financial investing, it doesn't seem to be in danger at this moment, right? We don't ever know what the future holds. And who would have thought a year ago when Terry and I moved to town, when we were dreaming about Oregon and being here and learning and moving and connecting with people, we had no idea, none of us did, that COVID would hit and it would change everything, right? And so we are trying to do the best we can as a community to stay connected and look out for those around us that are in a really tough shape. In fact, this morning on the morning news, I watched them show and highlight different areas. I think this might have been in Texas, where there were long lines of cars waiting to get food boxes in some of these bigger towns because they've been unemployed all this time. And I know particularly here in Oregon with this additional freeze, and it's not lightening up. We initially heard that on the 3rd, you know, this is just until the 3rd, but now there's new regulations and we're going to continue the lockdown. And it's very frustrating and confusing for so many. And I know that those of you that are still working from home and those that are, you know, are not able to make the contact that you want, we're finding ways. We're resourceful people, and we're finding ways to stay connected and still be a community despite some of these tough mandates and restrictions. And one of the ways that we can get involved is we can volunteer our time with the Salvation Army. We can ring bells. We can help with the toy drive. There are things that we can do. And so if you're looking for something to do, why not join us in this effort, right? So Jennifer, talk again a little bit about opportunities that we're coming up, right? I know we talked about the bell ringing, but what about the toy? There are ways that we could coordinate as a group, wearing our t-shirts and maybe KSLM t-shirts, and we could show up and help at the toy drive. Is that what we can do?
Absolutely. And like you said, it's a lot of fun to have a group of people where you can have your matching shirts and things like that. And then if you're wanting to help out, it would be at our warehouse where we're bringing all these toys together, and mm-hmm. then it's helping to sort those toys and things like that, and help put them on the different tables. We break those out by age mm-hmm. so that the parents actually have some buy-in and they can choose their own gifts for their children. And then the parents are coming in at scheduled time, so everybody has a scheduled time this year when they would come and then be able to quote-unquote shop.
Mm-hmm.
So then to get involved with that, all you would have to do is called the Salem Croc Center, and then they can let you know more information, get you connected with Jason, who's coordinating the days. There'll be several days this year as we get closer to Christmas when they're doing that toy distribution.
Oh, I love it. And so if you have a family, how about on the flip side of that, if you know a family that is challenged at Christmas and don't know how they're going to get gifts for their children, is it the same number they call to get on that list? How does that work?
They could, yes. Call the Croc Center, and then there is a website where a person would register for mm-hmm. that. This year, because of our limited donations, there's a limited number of people. So then we want to make sure that we're serving as many as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So then one of the ways is with volunteers, we're able to stretch our dollars more with the money that we do have. But there is a place where they can sign up for a specific time frame to
Fantastic.
Come and receive those.
Well,
toys.
I think it's incredible that we have an opportunity to team together for a greater good. And I love the slogan and the doing good, doing, what does it say here? I'm looking for it, but doing more, doing the best. What is it?
Doing the most good.
Doing the most good. And as a kid, always growing up, I was told I was a do-gooder. My do-gooder has been paying off because teaming together with you, our listeners, and with great organizations like the Salvation Army, I'm telling you, I have watched the multiplication effort happen. And it's kind of like the story in the Bible. There's a couple stories, in fact, when the widow and her widow's mite, the impact, it was all she had. It was a tremendous sacrifice for her. Now, it wasn't a lot compared to the fancy pants, the Sadducees and all the religious persons, but and they were giving her grief, or they're talking about him with that, about this story. And I think that she gave what she could, and it was a tremendous sacrifice. And so starting where we're at charitably is kind of like saving money and savings. Start where you're at and do what you can, and then from there it'll build. And I always believe, my personal belief is, when we are givers like that and we start to give, more will come. Mm-hmm. We can be give more and be a blessing everywhere we go. And so let's team together to impact our community for good. And one of the ways we can do that is by giving to Salvation Army. Day of Giving today. Go to KSLM.news. Click on the Day of Giving link. We are joining all kinds of people across not only this nation, but the world. This day, the first Tuesday of right after Thanksgiving, is always the Day of Giving. Since 2012, millions and billions of dollars have been given all over generously, and we're so thankful to those that have given this morning already. And early hours, people are donating their time. And there's a website you can go to directly to learn more about the Salvation Army. What is the overall Salvation Army website here in Salem? I know it's Croc Center, right?
And then we do have the salemcroccenter.org is the website where you can go to.
And again, the Salvation Army, an international movement and a part of, just a blessing in many communities across America. We're really blessed to have Salvation Army here and have a Croc Center here that's impacting the community for good. And so they could give a phone call to volunteer their time. One more time, what is that?
503-566-5762.
Any last thoughts before we wrap it up for today?
Oh, thank you. If you help volunteer or give monetarily in our efforts to rescue Christmas.
Oh, I love it. Rescuing Christmas. We're going to keep the positive going. We're no Grinches around here, right?
Absolutely.
I love it. You and I, we are better together. There is no doubt about that. We are impacting our community for good, and we couldn't do it without our wonderful listeners. Thank you for tuning in today, friends. And I know there's so much going on. If you have a nonprofit organization or charity you'd like to highlight this month, I've been getting some people to respond. We'd love to continue to highlight charities throughout the month of December, the month of giving, the greatest month of the year. We could do that together. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news, or you can give me a call, 503-316-1220. Thank you, Jennifer, for being a part of the show today.
Thanks so much.
We'll have to do this again.
Absolutely.
Huh? All right. Well, remember, friends, go to our website, kslm.news. Click on the Day of Giving link and give to Salvation Army. We can do good together. Thank you, Jennifer. Have a blessed day. Over, under, around, or through, no matter what we are facing today. Yes, we are overcomers. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.